yesterday I asked you about the origin of the teachings, what type of, what school of teaching it is, and you said it was the core.
Of all teachings.
Yeah, I didn't fully understand. Can you speak a bit more about it?
The essence. Well, you know, worldwide there are so many traditions, so many religions, so many spiritual ways, roads, and they have their own. They come from a certain country with a certain frequency in the country, and certain conditions and certain ways of living in society and all of that. So all over the world something has developed that suits that particular circumstances best. But the non-dual teachings, the radical teachings, all point to what you really are. If you want to find your roots, some people try to find them in their family, or in their country, or in their culture. And I tell you, it will never satisfy you. Unless you will find your roots in all that is. And then you will be home everywhere. Everywhere. Wherever you are, you will be home. And you know, all the religions, they all have a certain track that is non-dual spirituality. And in Christianity, we know it is the gnosis. All religions have it. And even in the Bible, you can find many, many pointers. But the priests will always tell you that God is outside. Because the priests don't understand. The mystics do. The mystics, they have pierced through the mystery and lived the mystery without understanding. This is very mysterious. And I couldn't find anything in Christianity. I couldn't find anything in philosophy that was... These were my tools in my country. I found it in Advaita Vedanta. And then I could see it in the Bible. From there I could see these very powerful statements that Jesus makes. What did you say yesterday? Living in the world but not of the world. What a powerful statement. Be with everything. Be with the butcher and the one that delivers the meal. And be free. Be in the midst of our work and free. Stress free. So your real roots are in your very self. Your real roots. Any other root that you will find will not satisfy you in the end. It will satisfy you for some time. Maybe. But you will always continue to feel some restlessness. Until you have found the Mula Maya. So everywhere you can sniff it. Everywhere you can come in contact with it. You just need to find a setting that is really feeding you and supporting you. You said you already looked in anthroposophy and you found statements and some sort of dogmas and you found too many fixed answers. Also lots of beauty and lots of knowledge. But did they give wisdom? Did they open the wisdom in you? Not yet.